Jesus Knows Where We Are. By N. Johnston. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19 verse 10. This scripture needs no explanation. It is the reason that Jesus came to earth, took upon himself the form of man, and eventually gave his life to fulfill this purpose. His ministry on earth only lasted for 3.5 years but influenced everyone he met during that time. This month I have been reading Luke's Gospel, which records the stories of people that he ministered to. It is interesting to note the different methods he used in his ministry. Sometimes he spoke to crowds and healed all the sick who came to him. This week I would like to look at individuals with whom he came in contact, knowing what their special needs were and meeting them on their level. In this chapter in Luke, we read the story of Zacchaeus. Many people lived in Jericho, but Jesus did not stop there, just passed through. However, one man was determined to see this teacher that he had heard about. The crowd with Jesus was large, and being a short man he was unable to get close, so he found a way to get around them and further down the road find a tree into which he could climb. Jesus knew exactly where Zacchaeus was, and he also knew he needed salvation. He stopped the crowd to minister to the one who needed him most. He simply told him to come down and go home and prepare a meal because he was coming to his house. The people in the crowd knew who Zacchaeus was, and they murmured among themselves as to who Jesus would go to eat with a sinner. We do not know the details of the conversation between Jesus and Zacchaeus in his home, but we do know that when Jesus left, Zacchaeus was a changed man. He was willing to restore what he had taken unlawfully from others and even give away half of his riches. Jesus sees each one of us where we are, he knows our deepest needs and desires, and he is more than welcome to come into our hearts and our homes. When we receive him, he changes the way that we think and act. We will never be the same. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Prayer. Jesus, thank you that before we even knew you, you had a plan and a purpose for our lives, and in your love and mercy, you made a way for us to know you. Devotion by N. Johnston.